Oh, for us, and Martin. לכם בניותך, קיות אין הרשיל ארץ, בבבא תווד רוס ואפשוי. אריה מות נענם מפה, אבולם תלם נוביתן אושתם מוקו, יקרסטוס נמפק יודן אבסוס נמפי אבנם מייס אוהב ג'אקטום קקסותי
Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called me an apostle appointed to the gospel of God. A reading from the first epistle of our teacher Paul to the Corinthians. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all. Yet in the church I would rather speak 5 words with my understanding, that I may teach others also, than 10,000 words in a tongue. Brethren, do not be children in understanding. However, in malice be babes, but in understanding be mature. In the law it is written, with men of other tongues and other lips, I will speak to these people. And yet, for all that, they will not hear me, says the Lord. Therefore, tongues are for a sign, not to those who believe, but to unbelievers. But prophesying is not for unbelievers, but for those who believe. Therefore, if the whole church comes together in one place and all speak with tongues, and there come in those who are uninformed or unbelievers, will they not say that you are out of your mind? But if all prophecy in an unbeliever or an uninformed person comes in, he is convinced by all, and he is convicted by all. And thus the secrets of his heart are revealed, and so, falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is truly among you. How is it then, brethren? Whenever you come together, each of you has a psalm and teaching, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Let all things be done for edification. If anyone speaks in a tongue, let there be 2 or at most 3 each in turn, and let one interpret. But if there is no interpreter, let him keep silent in church, and let him speak to himself and to God. Let 2 or 3 prophets speak, and let the others judge. But if anything is revealed to another who sits by, let the first keep silent. For you can all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be encouraged. And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
The Catholic Epistle from the third epistle of our teacher, St. John. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. The elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. For I rejoiced greatly when brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you, just as you walk in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Beloved, you do faithfully whatever you do for the brethren and for strangers, who have borne witness of your love before the church. If you send them forward on their journey in a manner worthy of God, you will do well, because they went forth for his name's sake, taking nothing from the Gentiles. We therefore ought to receive such, that we may become fellow workers for the truth. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The world is passing away and its lusts. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
Amen.
reading from the Acts of our Father, the pure apostles, who were invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit. May their blessings be with us all. Amen. And when Peter came up to Jerusalem, those of the circumcision contended with him, saying, "You went in to uncircumcised men and ate with them." But Peter explained it to them in order from the beginning, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, an object descending like a great sheet, let down from heaven by four corners, and it came to me. When I observed it intently and considered, I saw four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, and birds of the air. And I heard a voice saying to me, 'Rise, Peter, kill and eat.' But I said, 'Not so, Lord, for nothing common or unclean has at any time entered my mouth.' But the voice answered me again from heaven, 'What God has cleansed, you must not call common.' Now this was done three times, and all were drawn up again into heaven. At that very moment, three men stood before the house where I was, having been sent to me from Caesarea. Then the Spirit told me to go with them, doubting nothing. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. And he told us how he had seen an angel standing in his house, who said to him, 'Send men to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter, who will tell you words by which you and all your household will be saved.' And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them and upon us at the beginning. Then I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, 'John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If therefore God gave them the same gift as he gave us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could withstand God?" When they heard these things, they became silent, and they glorified God, saying, "Then God has also granted to the Gentiles repentance to life. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen."
In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, of one God, amen. Today, the 26th day of the blessed month of the Bashans, may God in goodness and renew it for us in peace, that tranquility where our sin and iniquity are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, O my Father, and my brethren. Amen. On this day of the year 72 AD, St. Thomas, one of the 12 apostles called the Twin, was martyred. He was born in Galilee, and the Lord chose him for the discipleship, and he followed him. He accompanied his teacher, listened to his teaching, and witnessed his miracles. He was loyal, sincere, and eager for knowledge, searched diligently for the truth, and was not convinced except after a close search and examination. He manifested his faithfulness when the Lord wanted to go to raise Lazarus from the dead, and the disciples knew that the Jews determined to kill the Savior. Thomas said to the other disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." He was also the one to ask the Lord after the supper, saying, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." When the Lord Christ appeared to the disciples after the resurrection in the upper room of Zion, Thomas was absent. On his return, the disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." He said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." After 8 days, the Lord appeared again to them and said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here, and look at my hands, and reach your hands here, and put into inside. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen, and yet have believed." The Lord showed himself to Thomas and six other disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. Thomas witnessed also the ascension of the Savior along with the disciples and returned with them to Jerusalem. He stayed with the disciples until the descent of the Holy Spirit upon them on the day of Pentecost. He went to preach the gospel in Palestine, Iraq, the Arabian countries, and Persia. In Persia, he met the three wise men and baptized them.
They helped him in spreading the Christian faith in their country. Thaddeus, the apostle who accompanied St. Thomas by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, went to Eraha, where he cured Abgar, king of Eraha. There he preached Christianity and was martyred. However, Thomas went to India, and it was said that he sold himself as a slave. He arrived to India in the year 52 AD, where his master presented him as a gift to the king, who loved him for his wisdom and chastity. This relation assisted him to go on missionary journeys around India. After St. Thomas had established many churches, he wanted to go back to visit all the churches that he had established. He saw on the top of one of the mountains a group of angels who told him, "Hurry and kiss the body of the Mother of God," who had been carried by the angels. After he received the blessing of the pure body, the girdle that was around the body fell, and he hurried and picked it up and kissed it, glorifying God. When he arrived to Jerusalem, after his pastoral visits, he asked to visit the tomb where the Holy Virgin was buried, for Thomas wanted to reveal the greatness of the miracle of the assumption of the pure body. He pretended that he did not believe that she had died as all humans and asked to see the pure body. When they lifted up the stone, they did not find the body, which disturbed them all. However, St. Thomas explained to them how he received the blessing of the Virgin and showed them the girdle. Shortly after, he returned to India and remained there for about 20 years, about the year 72 AD. The number of those believed in Christianity had increased, which provoked the beacon priest to stab St. Thomas with spears and flayed his skin and tortured him until he delivered up his spirit. The Christian buried his body in the city of Malabar, nearby the city of Madras in India, a mountain called Thomas Mount. St. Thomas is the patron saint of the Indian Orthodox Christian. The Indian Orthodox Church is affiliated with the Syrian Orthodox Church, which is an agreement with the Coptic Orthodox Church in faith. The blessing of the prayer of this great apostle be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.
Anastasia, don't make a rot,
Jesus Christ, our God, who said to send the disciples and the apostles, many proper righteous men have desired to see which you see and have not seen them, and to hear which you hear and have not heard them. But as for I for thee see and you hear for thee hear, may we be worthy to hear, to act according to the holy gospels, so that prayer of your sins. Pray for them. Remember also our master of bidden us to remember in supplication and pray which offer up unto Lord our God. Those have already fallen asleep, repose on them who are sinking them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
In the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel. A reading from the Gospel according to your teacher, St. Luke the Evangelist. May his blessings be with us all. Amen.
Benchoin, so open not, he opens the tear, open or tearing. Is was bare, so sepshinim, if not yet on the pion of shining, be o fab and not pay shining. In tenny any tiro, amen.
The Psalms of our teacher David, the prophet and the king. May his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. All the earth shall worship you and sing praises to you. Make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing out the honor of his name. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being tempted for 40 days by the devil, and in those days he ate nothing. And afterward, when they had ended, he was hungry, and the devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." But Jesus answered him, saying, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." Then the devil, taking him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, "All this authority I will give you and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you will worship before me, all will be yours." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve." Then he brought him to Jerusalem, set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." And Jesus answered and said to him, "It has been said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." Now when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time.